Hey everyone, welcome to Authenticated. I want to share a quick message about the fear of the Lord. Christians understand the fear of the Lord is like having a deep reverence for the Spirit of God. And that comes from like witnessing how the Spirit works in the earth and how the Spirit parents us and keeps us in line, really. It helps us. The Spirit is like a mother that helps us grow. You know, we have these boundary lines as you walk this spiritual path, this ascension path to your higher purpose, your highest good. Obviously, when there's a desire in your heart for a better way, a better life, your life purpose, you want the better, then the Spirit is activated because that is the Spirit's job, you know. Without the Spirit, you can't do anything. Without me, you can't do anything, says the Lord. So we learn how to, and then the Spirit's activated, and then you begin to walk out this path where, you know, your life gets cleaned up, things start to change, and it just changes everything, really. But it starts somewhere, and you know, everyone's life is different. Everyone's at different places. Everyone's had different upbringings. Everyone's had different experiences. They've got different, you know, understanding of what they perceive as God and Source or the universe, and all of that stuff is, it's so detailed and intricate. But the Spirit knows all things. And the Spirit knows us personally, each and every soul. Everyone is so unique. And, you know, the Spirit, God, whatever you want to call it, knows you better than anyone. And it has been, even though before you kind of embark on a spiritual journey, you don't recognize you don't have the fear of the Lord, or you don't understand the divine, and you don't really know that the divine is operating and how the divine operates. And when that's activated and you begin walking with the divine, you begin to see, you know, like you start to see the prophetic, you start to see synchronicities, you start to see the Spirit, you know, giving you signs and helping you follow the right path and go, you know, we're going this way, if you know, because really your prayer has been, help me or get me out of this, or, you know, what's my life purpose? And usually what happens is that I don't think we call out when things are going good. I think we call out when we need help. And there's something innately inside of all people that when we do that, it's calling out to a higher, our creator. You know, it's inside of us. I just feel like we're wired that way. And it's not about who's right and who's wrong and whose concept's right and any of that. What's right is that we learn how to walk with the divine, and the divine will always clean our lives up and will bring us into the knowledge of the Spirit so we can have this guidance system, because we're really asking for help to change the ways, change our lives. Like whether or not you want help with coming out of addiction, or you want to know things, you want to learn about the Spirit. You're asking God, are you real? You're asking, what's the purpose of my life? Why are we even here? When you start to ask those kind of questions, the Spirit starts to respond. It's just the Spirit or the universe will respond to your vibration. And what's your vibration? You're asking a question, or you've got this interest, or you're desiring something. And a lot of the time, you know, if you can't bring it to yourself because it's not in your consciousness or your awareness, then the Spirit will need to do something in your life to raise your consciousness or to raise your awareness to bring you that, whatever it is you're asking for. You might ask for things that are quite simple, and your basic needs are met and you're happy with that. But then if you start to, you want more, the spirit will align you in order for that, whatever that is, to come into alignment with you and be brought to you. And that sometimes looks like removing things out of your life. It sometimes brings education around situations so you have awareness, because once you're aware of something, you've got to do something about it. And that awareness brings change. It changes the way you think, and it changes the way that you operate, and the way that you kind of perceive the world, and the way that you are in the world. So the way that you, depending on the things that you want. So the spirit is always working to align us with our highest good. When we, so thinking about those who are wanting, who are awakening, who want us, who are asking questions of the higher thing, the spirit is aligning you for that. And firstly, some stuff has to go, you know, and the spirit will start to press in areas. Like sometimes you'll start to get signs about, oh, you know, and it will be repeating signs, and you kind of like get the message. You're like, oh, it's, you know, the spirit's trying to tell me, you know, that this isn't the way, and I've got to go this way, or to, you know, not do this anymore and do this instead. And you just kind of feel that. And sometimes it's quite soft, depending on where you are, like depending on where you are in your walk and how spiritually aligned you are, you know, it depends. So it's different for all people, and that's why it's important we don't judge, because everyone, the spirit is just happy people are even asking the question, let alone the spirit's not interested in pride and who knows more and who's better and who's where. The spirit is just happy that people want to live spiritually, like wants to live aligned with the spirit and wants best for themselves. That's what it comes down to, because when you ask those questions, it's like you want better for yourself. You value yourself. You're like, I don't want this anymore for my life. I want better. Like, what a great question. And then the spirit's like activated and says, yes, that's what I want for you too, and starts to bring you the things that you deserve and the things that are good for you and the things that you do want deep down. And sometimes there's things that we don't want to let go of. There's things we don't want to change. We've got, you know, the Christians call it them strongholds. They can be strongholds of the mind. So belief systems, the way we look at things, the way we see things and think about things. Sometimes we don't think some things are important to let go of, and we think other things are. It is interesting, you know, like some people will have like a high regard about doing the right thing in one area, but then not the right thing in another area. That's like, it's not, hasn't, they can't see how they're doing the right thing in both areas is relevant or important or blocking their blessings, because that's what sometimes it does, you know. Sometimes we block our own blessings by allowing things to continue. We've got to understand the balance of karma. I've talked about Lord Karma before in different teachings. Like the Lord Karma, you know, is like the judge, and it's the spirit, and the spirit judges all things. And, you know, sowing and reaping is, you know, what we sow is what we reap. Like if I'm giving to you good, then you should give good back to me. But if I'm giving evil to you, then, you know, an evil judgment is going to be, it's going to be balanced. Like, you know, it's like it works, like we've got to balance it, and it doesn't always come back the same way either. It can come back in different ways. Like you know, if you're ripping someone off, then you're going to get ripped off. That's just how it is. That's just how balance, that's how karma works, you know. And if you can't get ripped off because you don't have anything in your life, because everything's, you know, you don't have anything to be ripped off from, you know, karma has to come and collect, and it takes from other areas. It can take your health, your family, your relationships, your home. It takes things. That's just how karma works. It's just the law and the cause and effect and the law of the universe. It's just, it operates that way. And we do good. We, you know, we do these good works because when you're in the spirit, when you start to live a spiritual path, the spirit will lead you to do good and to live right, because then you're not creating any more karma for yourself, and really you're just still balancing the bad that you have done, and you're making up for it by doing good by not accumulating any more for yourself, you know. And the other thing is, like, you're only the spirit. I feel like the spirit's so, like, just happy that anyone's even trying, you know. But it's if you consciously are trying to be better, like you are consciously trying to develop and to do the best you can with what you know. Doesn't mean you're going to know everything. Doesn't mean that you're not going to know. You should. This isn't right, and this is, like, you know, right and wrong innately. But there's things that we don't understand, like where we cause harm. Or we're doing wrong that has a negative effect on others and can cause a karmic imbalance in us. And we don't understand that sometimes because we don't always know everything until we go through it. And then we're like, oh, okay, we get the experience from it. And we can see the bit, and then we get lessons from it. So it's not to punish, it's to learn, you know, and then we get better and we do better. And so that's why we always have this forgiveness and this mercy on the other end of it. So we have this forgiveness and mercy for ourselves. We've got to learn to heal ourselves. We've got to learn to forgive and heal other people, to extend mercy to other people. Like, we don't want judgment. We don't want to take revenge on people. Like the Bible says, don't take revenge, or it says don't do evil to good people. People that have done good to you, don't do evil to them. Otherwise, evil will never leave your house, which is like bad karma, because if you do evil to people that have done good to you, then really it shows that you actually don't have any knowledge of how the spirit works whatsoever. So there's no karmic understanding. So you're always going to be accumulating more karma until the spirit opens your eyes. So you start to see, but there's got to be a want for that. And sometimes when there's so much evil and there's so much darkness, you can either stay so trapped in that, or you can either finally call out and ask for help, you know, and then the spirit will, again, as I said, be activated and start to lead you on this path of truth and righteousness and living a better way. And everyone, as I said, is doing the best they can with what they know. And so we've got to have this mercy and forgiveness, and you know, we're praying for each other, and we're helping each other grow, and we're teaching what we do know, and we're sharing what we do have, because that's sowing. You know, what you learn through your experiences and what you overcome, being vulnerable with that stuff is, it might be cause you to be vulnerable, or it might cause you, could also cause you to be judged by people that aren't awake, like they're still asleep. So they think, you know, what they don't understand sowing and reaping, so they don't understand what you're doing. And they, you know, they can judge that wrongly again. So there's a whole lot of stuff that's involved, and that we take into account. But the spirit takes everything we do into account. You know, we're creating this account with heaven. We're creating this account with the spirit. And the more we give back, the more that we do spiritually, the best, like the better our balance. You know, we're balancing our balance of karma. Because we're actually helping people grow spiritually, or helping people understand spiritual truth and pointing them in the right direction, because the right direction is the spirit, right? Because without the spirit, you're not awake, and without the spirit, you don't know what the right thing to do is. So you're in darkness completely. And until there's a spiritual awakening with the spirit activated in your life to lead you on the right path, you're going to have all this evil in your house. You're not even going to be able to come out. So the greatest thing you can do for someone is to be this light worker, to be this light inside of people's lives, and to point them to truth, and to, you know, sow spiritual truths and spiritual teaching and spiritual direction. And sometimes that might look like by teaching, it might look like through, you know, whatever spiritual type of practices, sharing that openly. It might even just by being living the right way, and living the right way openly, so people can, you know, because we've got like this world now where everything's public on social media. I mean, you can visually see what people are doing, and you can see what works and what doesn't. So you've actually got like people who are living vessels. They're living like epistles now. They're living righteousness. Like, you can look at them and go, well, that's you know, that obviously is working. Look at their things are good for them. And, you know, you take things by example. So that's also a blessing. And, you know, for people to get to that place, like I've worked with a lot of people. And I've worked with a lot of people that have been like trapped in a lot of like fear and insecurity, and a lot of doubt and judgment and darkness. And you know, if I've worked with them for like 3 years, or you know, at least 3 years, And what I mean, I've worked with all different ways, you know, spiritual practices, teaching, keeping them covered in prayer, just being a mentor, being there in their lives, offering practical solutions, things like that, just being like a pillar, you know, in people's lives where they can, they know that they can definitely rely on me to be there for them. Like that's, that there's a lot of people that have that, are that for me as well, you know. So we just kind of replicate what we've got in our own lives, and I've seen them from gone from that to the more the light and the more the truth that comes into them, the more that they release their fears and they release their insecurities and they release their wrong ways. And as that, because when you release wrongdoing, when you stop doing the wrong thing, whether or not it's judging incorrectly or doing things that you shouldn't do, like they call it in Christianity, they call it like secret sins. And it's those secret sins, the things that you know you shouldn't be doing that you do consciously, that play up, like they start to mess with your head and they start to like really go deep into your heart and cause you to feel bad about yourself. And then you've got to kind of cover your tracks and you just kind of live this secret type of life that produces more and more fear, and you want to keep it more and more covered. And I've seen that a lot, you know. And to illuminate that and to be able to help people kind of guide through that without the fear of punishment has been like a journey, because I see them come through that and release that stuff and trust Jesus as the savior, trust Jesus as like the righteous judge. And so when they trust Jesus as the righteous judge, they've got this security. It's like an anchor for their soul. And they don't have fear that they're going to get in trouble for making all these mistakes or for doing things that they shouldn't have. They've got this confidence now that Jesus is the king of the earth, and now that they're going to live by Jesus and follow him and do the, and have him as like their savior, he will save them because that's his job as a savior. So they put their trust and their hope and their confidence in him, and then they feel confident enough to lay down some of the old stuff that they did. And and then I guess as time goes on, they see Jesus working for them, like in their life, because he's a servant. So they ask Jesus for help. Can you get me a house, or can you give me this, and I need this stuff? Like, because a lot of the time, they might be living the wrong way because, you know, they might be like doing things in their life because they don't know another way, or they can't see another alternative. They can't see another option. Like, how am I going to ever have money? I'm never going to be able to get a job or something. So then they, you know, they might be coming out of that insecurity. They don't need to do the wrong thing. They can ask Jesus, and then what happens is the Spirit will start to send them, like, you know, opportunities for a job or something, and then they can take it, and it ends up being the best thing for them, and they say they trust it, and they didn't see that before. They didn't see that was an option before. And so that, you know, that's how it works. And then once that trust is built with Jesus, they begin to trust him with bigger stuff. So they trust him with the smaller stuff to fix up and clean up their lives. And then as the time goes on, they start to trust Jesus with the bigger stuff. And that really builds faith and increases faith. And when you do that, because the Spirit's leading you the right way, you have this confidence to, you don't have to kind of be in control of your own life. Like, you don't have to come up with your own solutions. Like, I've got to keep doing this because what if you know Jesus is going to provide for you? And even though you might not see it immediately, experience has demonstrated that he does take care of you, or, you know, in the by the spirit sends what you need always. So you learn to have that confidence and that trust, and that cleans up your life and it puts you on the right path and you move forward. So yeah, you can put your hope and your confidence in him that he will always take care of things and will always bring you the right things that you need for you to elevate and for you to be promoted or level up in your life, you know. But you do got to go through things to learn things, because that's how we do learn. We don't always learn the easy way. It's not always easy. Life is not easy. You know, we've got a lot to learn. We're here for soul lessons and expansion. It doesn't just come through reading a book. It goes through by walking it out, and it's not always easy, but it's life, and it's, you know, it's it's exciting. It's what we want. Like, we want to grow. We want to prosper. It's a good thing to live that way. It's a good life to live, you know, regardless of pain and suffering that goes on, everything, you know. We just try to look at things from the bigger picture, have a better perspective that everything has a purpose, everyone has a purpose. Sometimes the spirit uses people to be that judge, to be that to bring that karmic balance. And sometimes the spirit does use people like that, but that's for them to be served their own karma later. And you don't realize that at the time, so you're like being used as well, but you don't really see it. So there's always reasons, and it's like putting boundaries in and saying no to things, or making people change their ways. Like, sometimes you might be letting people get away with stuff because you don't want to hurt their feelings, or because you don't want to rock the boat, or you don't want to cause any trouble, or you just like things to be peaceful. But if you're, sometimes the spirit will make you, you know, put your foot down, will make you say no, don't allow that. Like, you have to, and then force you to take responsibility in an area, even though you don't want to, even though you don't want to, because it might hurt someone or might inconvenience somebody. And the spirit can force you to do that, but it's for the benefit of the person as well, because if you're allowing people to get away with doing the wrong thing, and they and they're conscious about it, and they're not listening to the spirit, so they're not following the promptings of the spirit to change and to do the right thing themselves, then the spirit will cause you to kind of be that vessel in their lives, that you put in the boundary and you put in the rules, and you say, no, I've got to do it this way, because the spirit will prompt you to do it. So whoever's more sensitive to the spirit, more obedient, you know, and then that will force them to, it might force them to have to do the right thing, and they might not like it. But it was for their benefit in the future, like, they can't see it. So they can't see that that's going to benefit them in the future, you know, but it does, because they've got to, if they keep going down the wrong path, they're just accumulating more karma for themselves. But also they're hurting people at the same time, or they're doing themselves a disservice. So, and they're blocking. And what I mean by doing the wrong karma, like, if they're not, like, for example, paying the right money that they should be paying, you know, and you're just letting them get away with it, but, you know, they're supposed to do this. So you say, no, no, sorry, it's got to be this amount. And then they, like, say, well, that's it, I hate you, I don't want nothing to do with you. But they have to do it, right? So they do it. And they might not like it at the time, but later down the track, they've been blessed because there's no gaps in, they're not doing anything the wrong way. They're doing it the right way. So they thought that they were getting off by paying, you know, $200 less every week, for example. And but they paying $200 a week less, they were going to benefit for that for weekly in their pocket. But the karma for that is much worse, because they're blocking bigger blessings. So, you know, at the start, sometimes they can get away with that. Like, the spirit doesn't deal with everything straight away. The spirit deals with things where people are at and what they can handle and what they're ready for. But then it comes a time when the spirit's like, okay, you're ready for this now. You need to change this part of your life. And if they don't, spirit will give an opportunity. Like, the spirit might have used somebody say, okay, well, like, I know you don't want to pay the extra $200, we'll pay an extra $50. And they're like, no, 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 no. And they lie about it. Then the spirit says, okay, well, then you've got to pay the whole amount, and you've got to do the right thing. And they'll make them do that if there's a contract with you or something like that, right? And then they've got to pay the whole amount. And they might be resentful that's been brought on them, but down the track, if they have a look at it, they've opened up because there's no gaps in their karmic finances, that they're doing the right thing financially. They've been blessed abundantly. There's more avenues that have been opened up, because everything's energy. So they've unblocked areas that they didn't even know were blocked just by doing the right thing. So the reason that we don't see success, or the reason we don't see breakthrough in certain areas, is because those areas are blocked and we don't even know they exist until we get other areas of our life right. And once you do things right, it unblocks blockages, and it allows other things to come flowing in, because we've cleared those blockages and we've decided just to do the right thing with the best way we can, you know. So yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I just wanted to share that. So it's like the fear of the Lord, but it's also awe of the spirit, and it's just understanding the divine, you know, that the divine is a spirit and always at work, and it's always about order. And the other thing is, like, sometimes when you're living that way, you don't even understand, like, when you don't understand the spirit, you don't understand, like, the spirit puts everything in place. There's a reason for everything. Spirit is in control of everything. So when you think you're really ripping someone off, or you're doing the wrong, you're cheating someone, or you're doing something to someone, you're not doing it to them, you're doing it to the spirit, because the spirit puts everything in place, puts all the people in place, leaders in place. And every time that we come with a wicked intention or with an evil intention, we're doing that to God. Like, we're actually doing it to God. We're doing it to the spirit, the divine, you know. And it's not a good idea, because we're actually judging the divine. We're actually ripping off the divine. Like, if you're stealing, you're stealing from God. You're stealing from the divine. You don't know it, because it's actually the divine that has given that to that person. It's actually the divine that's put it in place. So if you're intentionally trying to hurt somebody, or to destroy them, or to steal from them, then you're stealing directly from the divine. And the divine is seeing it, because it's spirit and can see it. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not the truth and it's not operating. It is. And spirit will allow for a while, because especially if you're unconscious, like I mean, and you don't understand, spirit will use people and situations and circumstances to wake you up, for you to go, please help me. And then spirit's activated, and then you start to see, because now you're aware of, you've asked spirit for help, so now spirit comes and starts to vibrate and bring you things that vibrate at your level to help you wake up and live the right way. So there's not like a lot of consequences that you're conscious of, even though it is happening. Like, a lot of people that are really down out and trodden out is like they've been dealt a lot of karma, and they don't even recognize that it's karma. They don't understand that that's the repercussions of their own karma, their own actions, the way they've lived, you know. Even illness and things like that, it all comes back from spirit. Like, so we've got to, because if there's nothing else to take, spirit's got to collect. That's just how the spirit works. So spirit wants us activated and living with an awareness of spirit, so spirit can guide us perfectly, and it's always the right way. It's not to hurt us or punish us, but it's always to give us the best, to clear blockages, to heal us, to put us on the right path, to make us great, to do our best purpose, to be the most useful person in the earth who we can be, the most helpful person to other people, you know, to really use your gifts and your talents and your skills. And that's what the spirit wants for every person. So it's never to punish, but it's always to activate and to put us on the path. But sometimes we don't activate because we just keep doing the wrong thing. We don't understand any of this stuff until you start to consciously want to choose to live the right way, and you see the spirit start to operate. And then you get in alignment, you know. Yeah, so, all right, that's all I got for you. I hope that helps you guys. So, you know, I just pray right now that everyone would be cleared of any blockages, that they would be activated in the spirit and be aligned, and they'll be able to hear and see the messages of the spirit and synchronicity, so they can be guided properly, and that they wouldn't be rebellious, or they wouldn't be just even consciously against the spirit. Because it's when you are awake to spirit, or you're spiritually aware, because now you've got the knowledge, you've got a responsibility. That's also the thing. See, a lot of people, they want spiritual knowledge, but then they don't want the responsibility that comes with it. They just want the power. They want God to bless them. They want the prosperity. They want Spirit to give them abundance. They want everything good for their lives. But there's a responsibility that comes when you've got the knowledge of the Spirit. You've got the responsibility of living right, of doing right, to the best of your knowledge, to the best of your ability. And when you know right, you do right, you know. And when you've got that awareness of the Spirit, like there's a fear of the Lord that lives before you. So when you get served a lot of, you know, desperate karma, like bad judgment, and you get judged big time, you're like, okay, where did I go wrong and how do I fix this, you know, because I want to live better. And then you're very conscious about the steps that you take moving forward. Like, you can't have people around your life that are doing the wrong thing. Otherwise, you're going to be riding their energy. And then what's going to happen is when they get served their karma, their judgment, you're going to cop it too. That's why you got to get out of their lives. Like, you can't have people in your lives that are low vibrational and doing the wrong thing consciously. Like, if they're consciously living wrong, like, they know they shouldn't be doing that. They know better. And they keep doing it. And it's a bit of a F you to the Spirit, you know. They're like, up yours, I'll do whatever I want. And that's the stuff that gets judged quite severely, because already, like, there's, like, nothing's leading them to repent. Nothing's leading them to change their ways. They're just, like, intentionally doing it now, and it's like, no, I don't care, you know, you're not my creator, I'm God and you're not. So, you know, when they live like that, that's not people you want to have in your circle. You want to get those people out quickly, because when the hand of judgment comes, you're going to be in the same judgment because you've kept them around you, which really means you agree with it and you're allowing it. And the Spirit will test you. It will so test you. Like, it will test you when they come to you and say, hey, do you want to do this? Hey, do you want to? They try to deceptively send you, you know, sin, or, you know, they try to deceptively get you to agree, like, you know, hey, try and do this, and you know it's like lies, or you shouldn't do it. And the Spirit will allow them to do that just to see if you go, oh, yeah, that's good, that's a quick way out, let me do that. And then straight away, you just got caught up. So people will cause other people to sin as well, you know. So yeah, you do have to be vigilant. You got to walk on your own path, your own spiritual path. Keep your own spiritual karma clean. Cleanse your own energy. If you don't cleanse your energy, and you got people around you that are, you know, doing all the wrong things, and you let their energy get on you, you know, without cleansing that energy and have good spiritual hygiene, you end up doing the wrong things too. So you got to be, like, really conscious of that. And that's why it says keep your own household in order, and you've got to have that in order before you try to help another household. Because even, you know, your kids and stuff, like, you have to be strong with it. You have to, like, say, no, this is the rules of our house, and, you know, this is how we live. But you also have to demonstrate it. You have to be a living example when you're around people. So there is a lot of responsibility that comes with having the Spirit. It's not like you're just blessed. You got to work for it, you know. It's a lot of work. And you do have to put the effort in, and you have to be prepared to let things go that are, and you just got to just do it quickly. Like, the quicker you can cut off, the better for you. Like, if you just won't cut things off that the Spirit's trying to tell you to leave, like, you have to grow up, you have to leave this, you have to change this. You know, if you just keep disobeying, things just keep getting worse and worse and worse until you learn. And so, yeah, we can't play with the divine, you know. The divine's right in charge and we're not. We're the children. The divine's the Spirit, the mother, and trying to lead everyone the best way. We're available and we're open to it. So the responsibility is we live that right way. And, yeah, just focus on your own life and what you're doing, and be really conscious about what you allow in your life and what you don't, so you don't accumulate any karma and any other, and you're not carrying other people's karmic debts just because of their energy attachments, because you were too nice to say no to them, or you're too nice to let them go, or, you know what I mean, you didn't want to hurt their feelings, so you allow them just to keep doing sin around you. And then all of a sudden, when karma comes to judge, you're copping their karma, because you didn't want them, you didn't want hurt feelings and stuff like that. Like, that's lessons. Karma can come because of wrongdoing, and it can also come for lessons, you know, both times. It can be like a judgment because, you know, you purposely lived the wrong way and you purposely did wrong. So you get judged and get karma, but also it's about development of your character and your fruit and your lessons and your value. You know, because if you allow things in your life that are bad for you, then you're not valuing yourself and taking care of yourself. So I think that's even, you know, first your life gets cleaned up, behaviors and wrongdoing gets cleaned up first to get you into that alignment. And then from there, the next part is to align with your value and to start to put those boundaries in place of what you allow, what you don't, and you know, how you treat yourself and how you allow others to treat you. And not worried about their opinion and what they think of you, but doing what's right for you because you're thinking about your own sowing and reaping and your own karma and your own path, you know. So God bless you guys, and I hope everyone's doing good out there. Check out my shop, lovehealinghands.com. I've got like crystals and cleansing kits and things like that. It helps with the energy fields, heaps good. And yeah, all good. God bless you guys. Take it easy. Bye.